How much, though, for those people who do get angry about this, does a pothole cost to fill in?
Well,
generally. I know it depends, but...
It all depends on the size of the pothole, yeah.
Ballpark, I mean, you've got to send a couple of blokes, you've got to send a bit of tarmac over there and a piece of equipment.
It's at least a couple of hundred pounds per pothole. We did get some additional money from the government, but, I mean, overall we're spending £1.3 million on road resurfacing and potholes this year, and that's at a time when other local authorities are cutting their budgets.
And how will that work out next year, Dave? If we get the same snowfall as what we had last winter, again this winter, with the cuts that we're seeing across the board at councils, have we got the money for next year to fund the potholes?
Yeah, I mean... the members of the council on Luton Borough Council will make sure that there is a budget for this, and that's why we allocated £1.3 million this year, because members saw it as a priority.
And Alex said earlier this morning, Alex from the National Cyclist Organisation, that councils, obviously yourself, you have your own notification of where potholes are. I do wonder whether you do take any notice of fillthathole.org.uk or whether that's not the best way for us to be reporting potholes and is a complete waste of our time.
The best way to report potholes is to call the council and report the pothole. I mean, you can do that via the council's website or the direct line or the council's own newspaper, Luton Line, where you get the information. And we do get quite a number of calls from members of the public complaining about a particular pothole or potholes in their street.
But do you take any notice of fillthatpothole.org.uk?
It's a website that I'm not familiar with, but since you've mentioned it, I will look at it. But that's not the normal course of method of reporting potholes.
Okay, just lastly, then we've got to go back to Alex to say that despite the website, even without it, Luton would have done pretty well. You must be upset that they're not aware of its existence. Even I don't know what they do with the emails, but they obviously haven't seen them.
Well, I mean, we're not talking to the people who actually receive the emails. The emails go to the Highways Department, so I'm not concerned about that. I would say as well that actually we've been running this website for 3 or 4 years, and although this competition has been running just over the last 3 months, which has given the latest results, actually Luton have come out well consistently over three or four years that website has been running.
All right. Well, certainly for motorists and for the council, it sounds like it's win-win. Alex, perhaps more publicity, maybe a meeting with the council if you want them to continue to do as well based on your notifications. And if you have got pretty great cases of potholes that were there one day and filled in the next, let's celebrate that this morning, because as our guest from the council, Councillor Dave Taylor, just said, not often we can celebrate something as simple as that.